William Blake put it in poetry in Songs of Innocence better than I can ever say it. He said, man was made for joy and woe. And when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. And everybody you ever known who's had an accident, who's had a breakup, who's had one of these things happen to them, that they generally find themselves in a higher place. And if you can get there now without the need to have a trauma, you can begin to experience all of the things that are happening in your life as part of this divine intelligence. And they no longer then become part of suffering. As Nisargadatta says, you do not suffer. Only the person you imagine yourself to be suffers. Who you are. And when you go, learn to live there, you can just witness the suffering. And it no longer even is that. It's very wise words from the Kabbalah. People have been handing me money and things to give to Marcella, so I appreciate that, and she does as well. It's very kind of you. One man who came here from India in the early part of this century, his name was Vivekananda. He came here to... he was sent here, really, and showed up in Boston, I think 1910, and wrote some beautiful things. He's really one of India's great saints. And he had these to say. I used this at the beginning of the third part of Your Sacred Self. He said, the blossom vanishes of itself as the fruit grows. So will your lower self vanish as the divine grows within you. Just like a blossom vanishes as the fruit emerges, so will the lower self vanish as the divine grows within you. And the divine is not some religious message, some orthodox thing that you have to memorize. The divine is that thing that Pierre Teilhard called the glue that holds the entire universe together, something called love. And that's what it's really all about. And this love is really the very thing that holds your life together. Did you ever think about the moment that you die and head back to nowhere, that your body begins to disintegrate? This thing turns into dust, and the instant that life leaves it, it starts to... So what is it that was holding it together and keeping it from doing that? There is something holding you together and keeping it from just like turning into dust. And that thing that holds it together and allows you to be whole is this force that is invisible and in another dimension. And it's getting to know this force that is at the uppermost in my consciousness. And when you understand that when you come to trust in yourself or trust in this inner divine part of yourself that is not physical, when you trust in the noticer rather than that which you notice, that you're really, when you come to trust in yourself, you're really trusting in the very wisdom that created you. You become one with the universal wisdom that is your creator, that brought you from the picnic to the room and leaving the room. Now, what I want to talk about here in this last half hour or so is how to get out of this room while you're here. You see, most of us are living in a paradigm that says the only way out of the room of daily awareness is through death. So the door opens for a split second, and in you come at your conception, and you're here, and then one split second it opens and then closes again, and you die. And I would like to suggest that that somersault into the unimaginable, if you will, is really just opening this door. And I use this illustration. This is my key to my room at the hotel across the street. And imagine myself in a room, in a house, but the house has no electricity. It's dark. But there's electricity outside on the street. So I'm in the house, and I'm fumbling around, and I drop my key. And I notice that it's dark. So in my infinite wisdom, I say, only a fool would grope around in the dark looking for his key in the house. I'm going outside under the streetlight where it's light. And I'm going to look for my key.